What I was trying to say is like this. That... Give me one second. Okay, so the problem was that it would seem that the Reichwitz agrees that Birkas Eretzin is a Birkas HaMitzvah, and really the bracha should come kodem HaMaisa, right, before the Kiddushin. But because of the problem that you have another das, a das acheres involved, so you're choshesh for bracha l'matala. And therefore you make the bracha after the maisa. Okay, that's the Reivitz, factually, that's the Reivitz position. So the question is, but if you're worried about bracha l'matala, so, and the rule is that kol habrachos right mevarach aleihem over latiyasan, so then it should be that if you're worried about bracha l'matala, no, don't make a bracha. That would seem to be the more appropriate halakha conclusion. That you shouldn't make a bracha altogether then. How do you all of a sudden institute a bracha achar ha-maisa? Okay, right? That's the question. That is the question. Yeah.
So by Garris.
That's a question too.
Yeah, somebody asked me that question. That's a good question.
It is over.
Yeah, we don't have to take up every example, though.
But even the Rambam holds that. That seems to be a unique case. I mean, even the Rambam holds that. We never do that for it.
Well, we already laid down as a principle that over Lasiosa doesn't have to be before.
It's not clear.
My feeling is that, that although it's possible, I mean, you could take that approach. I mean, you could say, you'll have to analyze how that case works. You know what I mean? You'll have to work that out. Exactly how that case works. And you could say that whatever the problem is over there, you're assuming that probably that's the same situation over here. In other words, over there it's a problem that of course the guy's a guy. Kodem HaMaisa. And over here, you have a bracha l'matala standing in your way. And somehow that allows it to take place afterwards. I mean, I hear the approach. I'm not going to deny it. But what I'd like to really try to do, and it doesn't stop anyone from pursuing that approach, I want to define it not using Tfilas Ger as the paradigm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That might be really a unique case. I'm just saying that I don't think it's enough just to quickly quote it. I think you really have to evaluate and see if it really works out. And that's what I'm saying. I just want to define this case. I can work it out logically over here. I don't have to go running to Tfilas Ger. You can always go to Tfilas Ger afterwards and see how they line up. All right. So one of the things that we mentioned that becomes very clear in the area of over Lasiyasan is it's not an inherent halacha that the bracha has to be really kodem hamaisa, but really the bracha has to have a certain relationship to the maisa mitzvah, to the mitzvah. That's really the idea. And normally, however, the best possible relationship that will, I guess, embrace the maisa completely is when it's in a certain pre-step that halacha recognizes immediately before the maisa. Okay, it's not a time concept. It's a qualitative idea. It's a certain relationship. And halacha recognizes a certain step I said, it doesn't have to be that way. And if you go through the sugi about when do you make the bracha by Netilas Lulav, that becomes very, very obvious. Because almost every Rishon, really the Rambam is the only exception, pretty much, they maintain it's not possible to make a bracha in that point before Netilas Lulav. It's not possible. The option doesn't even exist. And they have no problem with it. They have rayas from the Gemara, and it's still considered overlas yason as long as it's somewhere before the conclusion of the Maisa. Okay? But of course, over here, and whatever you say over there, it doesn't seem to be too helpful because over here you're dealing with after the Maisa. Right? Ah. But what I want to say is like this. And I think we did really did say it, but maybe I didn't defend it well enough. That the halacha is, again, that the bracha has to be related to the maisa. Now, normally, after the maisa is over, so if I may paraphrase, quote the Rambam, mashanasa nasa. That's it. It's over. So it can't be related anymore. Because, again, the relationship is not one of time. So once it's finished, it's completed. It's it. You can't relate to it. It's done. But what we're saying over here is that this Maisa, when you do the Maisa Kedushin, it doesn't have a completion until you have Nesuit. It's not as if the Maisa, the state that the Maisa is producing, there's a process that is engendered by this Maisa. And therefore, it does not end with the Maisa itself. The mechanics of the Maisa do not end, it doesn't end with the mechanics of the Maisa. So what I want to say is like this, that the bracha has to be related to the Maisa. That's 100%, that's always the halacha of overlas yason. But the only thing is, when the Maisa is normally halacha, when the Maisa is over, that's it. But here it's not. Here, there is a state and a process that is that's a result of the Maisa. So therefore, the bracha could be immediately following the Maisa, because it's still considered related. The Maisa doesn't have a termination there. You see? But you can't ask me why can't it be 6 months later, because that's not related to the Maisa anymore. It has to still be related to the Maisa. The only thing is here, it could be still considered related to the Maisa after the Maisa. But that doesn't mean you can do it 6 months later, like you can't do the bracha 6 months before.
Well, but the reason why it's related, so my question is, why is it related to the Maisa immediately after? It seems like you're saying it's just a time thing, because it's immediately after. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's correct.
So then if it's just a time thing, that's...
Time is part of a relationship. All we're saying, we're not saying that time is a non-factor. That's not what we're saying. All we're saying is that the idea of overlas yason isn't, by definition, a time factor. But does time play a role? Of course it does.
So is the time what creates the tziruf?
It depends what you mean by the tziruf.
The relationship between the bracha and the maisa.
Yeah.
It is one aspect of the relationship.
Because you would agree that, like by Netilas Lulav, even though you're doing it right before, in terms of time, there's no relationship.
No, but that's for a different reason. That's
exactly.
Why it's
always
been. That's because it's not prepared yet.
That's right, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily produce a state.
But immediately after, for all intents and purposes, is the same thing as immediately before. The only problem is that by a normal mitzvah, immediately after doesn't work, because now it's over.
I'll give you a very simple example to imagine it. You put the tefillin on your muscle, right? You make the bracha, and then you wait an hour. What would you say about that case? I did it over Lassi Asan.
What's the halacha?
I'm asking you.
Come on.
Better make a new bracha.
I think everybody would tell you there's something wrong with that. Because even though you're in the step before, but now there's also a time relationship as the next step is supposed to happen. And by taking a break like that, that lacks now in Overlap Siyasa.
I would say if you take a break there, then it's no longer the step before. You can't call it the step before if there's an hour break.
Oh, that's good. Awesome. Exactly. Excellent. Well, you can put it that way. I have no problem with that.
So what do you, can you just say it again? So what are you saying over here?
Agree. 1 second. So now you agree with me that we're not saying that time isn't a factor.
Time per se is nothing, but time can define another relationship.
Beautiful.
So what? So over here you're saying the same thing?
Exactly.
So what's the other relationship?
Between the state you're in and the mitzvah you're doing. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
What's the state after Kedushin that you're referring to?
You just did a mitzvah Kedushin.
The state?
Yeah, as opposed to any other mitzvah.
No. Over here, it's a, I guess it's a state. I guess you call it, to use the term of the Rishonim, it's like a state of Heter. A state of Heter that will eventuate in Ishus.
Okay. I see what you're saying now, yeah.
Got a vault.
I mean, I'm happy yes, I got it. That's correct what you said.
Got a vault?
Time is a component of relationships. It's not, that's right, it's not an essence. Time's not an essence here. But it is a modification of a certain relationship.
Right?
That's what it's like.
I'm got a vault.
Yeah.
Just something slightly bothersome, since according to the essential point of why you could do it afterwards is because of the unique nature of mitzvah kedushin.
Well, it's a unique nature.
In that there is a state that it creates.
That's right.
Right. So, but then why? But the Rebbe seems to put the essence on the fact that it's a bracha of hatala beforehand. But according to you, that totally doesn't matter, since even if it wasn't a bracha v'atala beforehand, according to the Rebbe, if you forgot to say it beforehand, you could still say it afterwards.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It is true, but he just thinks you can't say it before.
Yeah, but you should
so
do it.
Then, so then, what's his point? So, what's his point of telling you though the bracha v'atala is the main point is you can do it afterwards. That would seem to be a more essential argument than whether it's even possible.
He
should mention the fact that it's possible before mentioning why we should go to that thing.
The Rebbe would hold better before.
Yeah. Everyone would agree.
I agree he would hold it better before, but he should phrase first. Why you're able to before, why is he placing it on why you should do it before? After, sorry.
The Rebbe just wants to explore. You mean, why does
I mean, the Gemara also says if you forgot, you can't do it afterwards. That would seem to be a more central point of argumentation. Whether you're able to do it afterwards. Afterwards, you could argue whether you should do it before or afterwards. But the main point is whether it's possible.
I agree. I would say that the Rebbe is the main point. You know, this main point for you, and this is the main point for the Rebbe. You know, the Rebbe's main point is to show you what gives you the right to kick it out of its lechatchila position.
Can you explain why it's lechatchila before? In other words, if before only means in terms of creating a relationship, and afterwards has that same relationship, so why is it lechatchila before?
I'm not going to say too much about that. I'm going to say that I would suggest that the fact that the bracha is related to the maisa before you initiate the maisa is a greater relationship.
At the very least, you would be passing over an opportunity.
That's what I would say for. I think about that, but I mean, but that's for instance, that's not a question on me really, because we know the same halacha, for instance, by tefillin, for instance, right? We all know you can make the bracha lo niach tefillin after you put it on,
right?
But nobody says that's the chatzila. I mean, there's plenty of instances like that. So I mean, whatever. I mean, that's what I would say. I mean, I would. So think about it.
Okay.
I will. Now, let me just say one thing for Yaakov, then. you guys have a Ritzon suit?
Hold on.
You know, it's like I almost can't. Do you have the new Ritzon?
We have new ones
and old ones. Yeah.
All right, so I'll tell somebody where the new one is, and you guys can figure out the rest.
Okay.
If in the new one, in the Masada Rav Kook, or no, that's not Masada Rav, it's whatever, it's Machon, it's on Daf Nun. You know, the new Ritzons have two pages on a page.
Yeah,
okay. What Daf of the Gemara is it on? The same Daf?
Oh, Zayin Amaveis?
Yeah. Okay, got it.
So on if you're looking at the new Ritzon, the one I call the new Ritzon, so right in the middle of the on Daf Nun, it says, V'harav HaChosid Zal. Oh, yeah, no St. Tom.
Is it towards the beginning?
Which one are you looking at?
On Zion.
Zion and Mubez.
It's the Ritz for the... I don't know, how does the beginning of your Ritz... tell me how it breaks down on Zion and Mubez. What are the different amounts here?
Sham Mitzola.
It's in the Mandalo
Chasim Midi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's probably the one I have. That's Mandalo Chasim Midi. You have it?
And then the next one is Mandalo Chasim.
Oh, listen, let's not kill so much shit. You can find it. No, I'll read it out loud. It's not such a big deal.
We'll find
all
it.
All right. So if you find it, okay. Barav HaChosid Zal. According to the footnote, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? He says, Barav HaChosid Zal, Haya no Saint Tom. Ki lefi shahakidushin, tluyin derotzon shneyem, v'dilma hardav hadarbe, chad ninayu, lo tiktu bo birkas hamitzvot. And then he says, Vain Tom Zenocha. Now, I can't tell you whether that's really the right one or not. But it's the exact same thinking with a very, very different interpretation that almost, I would say, what should I say? I mean, that maybe Yaakov's point can now be stressed. Meaning, Rabbeinu Yonah's argument is that since you have a problem of Brach Levatala, right, you have a Das Acheres involved. So that's exactly the conclusion. You can't have a Bracha. Just like we said before. Remember, we said logically you shouldn't make a Bracha. That's exactly what he says. Lo Tiknubo. And the conclusion must be that they were masakin a bracha afterwards, and it's not a birkas hamitzvah. Hmm. You see?
So he must hold that there's no, that you can't have overlost yasin afterwards.
I guess that's correct. Or he holds that, I don't know what he holds. I mean, they, well, you're right.
Or else they would just be, or else that's right. Or else they would just.
No, in other words, I thought you meant that. In other words, you're right. I don't know what the reasoning is. But, yes, there's a serious problem of overlasiyasa afterwards. Why? We can speculate. But definitely it's not considered overlasiyasa. It's like the Rambam. Mashanasanasa.
So he holds it to...
It's over.
Is he saying it's a birkas shavach, like the Rosh Hashan?
And then it has to be some kind of birkas shavach, yes. That's their conclusion. I like to read it inside, because I'll show you... you know, you want to go through the piece?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stay with the piece. I mean, it's, you know, there's a couple of interesting points along the way. And, let's pick up, not from the beginning. Let's quickly pick up from the beginning. But I don't want to go into too much of the points here. Okay, let's just... Yeah, Mandalo Chasim Midi Da'ava Birka Ferris. Well, Cisco, do you have one of these?
Nope.
All right, sorry, okay, I'll read that. Okay. All right. Pirish Rashi Zal. Kevan the Kula Hodahi. Vain Hefsek Bakasha Bintayim, Lo Boy Chasima. Is Amin Reperek Arvet Sachim. Gavi Ahud the Borech Bav Dala, Velo Havachasim. The Birkas HaMitzvah, I'm a Mai Dodahi. Who are the Nami Ha? Uman the Chasim needed to have a Kiddusha. Kevan the Lushan. Kiddushahu, ki kiddushah question whether or not the Birkas Erisin should have a chasima. All right? So there's different views here, as you hear. Okay. All right. He says, Yeah, that you can't say. You can't say it's matbeya kasser, that it's a short bracha. That you can't say. Okay, so what does the Gemara mean when it says it's like birkas haperos? The Rashi explains it means it has one idea. Okay, one thought. Havadai birkas erisin matbeya orach kashav. Misadrina bei kamamili. Sivli arayas, visser arusos, veheter nesuos. Velekal frushi nami, the kashav lake of birkas hamitzvos. Bishum darin above its ivano. Don't make that mistake. Dimke lamale lamei mar midi dahava birkas pera. Right, because then the question said midi dahava birkas mitzvah. Oh, shemasha omer. Bitzivano, eno elakamo his hirano. The low itmar kadish asher shemasan tivano, ela al tzivoi mitzvah say. Ulachach anachon kapirus rashi zal.
The Rambam doesn't even have Bitzivano. He has Yitivano.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Okay, now he's like this. Now, yeah, let's skip this next paragraph. It's all about the Chasima, as interesting as that topic is, but not for now. And he says like this. Here we go. Get ready for the... Maybe somebody will help me out here. Most confusing thing I tell you. The most confusing riff I ever read. V'nagu v'rova makamos lomar bracha zu achar kiddushin. V'ika the kashi lay. Da kaimulan the chol amitzas mevarcha lay it over lasiyasa. V'arambam zal hifriz al amida. V'omer shim kidesh v'lobire chlo yivarech achar kiddushin. Zu bracha levatala. Ma'ashinasa kvar nasa. V'lav milsehi. Da'asen hi bibirkas hamitzos. Shetzarach lahakdim bracha lemaisa. Vizu ain't a brick of a mitzvah's claw. Kid the precious well. Okay? So, what does the ritual hold? Somebody tell me?
Afterwards.
And what is the old? What kind of bracha is it?
Shevach.
Okay, right?
Yep.
The brick of Hodah, Shevach, whatever, right? Clearly. Okay, here we go. Bilo aiso birkas hamitzvos, hayalot alomar, sheki shamsav zivonu ala kiddushin. V'loya lado lomar v'tzivano al harayos. Ki eichem atzino bracha la iser. V'chi mevarchen asher asa lado eivim menachai. V'hiti lado et hashchutim. V'od ma inyin chupa lakan. These are just like the Russian questions. Shein anu osin b'kan mitzvah chupa. V'od, in birkas mitzvah zi, heich ein oris b'varach osa. Right, because the oris doesn't make the bracha. Who makes the bracha?
The man.
Rebbe.
Okay. Okay. In the real world, that translates to the Masada Kedusha. Okay? He's a rabbi. Okay? All right? Lo matzina b'shem makam shezeh osa mitzvah v'zeh mevarach b'shvilo? Like, the Ram already took care of that, he says. Who? Shlucha? Made, okay, the Ram was in front. Okay. So, okay, maybe. Shlucha's not really the side condition either, so... Alright, but anyhow. So therefore, he is singularly unhappy. Right? Yeah. Alright, you know, I'll tell you what, because I'll just feel badly if we just read Ritva tonight. Let's answer that question right now. Let's answer the question that we know, of course, according to the Rambam, it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, right?
Nope.
Correct?
Yeah.
Oh. So let me ask you a question. Why is it the bracha Asher Kiddushin Hashem Tzivano Lekadesh of the Isha? Let's answer that problem.
You want to define the Rambam?
Yeah, I want you guys to get your money's worth here. If I just read a riff for tonight, you know, I'll get accused of, you know, stalling or something. So let's define, as long as we read these questions all over again. You know, in the words of the Rikva, yeah. I mean, these are very good questions. What kind of funny Birkas HaMitzvah is that? strange is bigger than mitzvah, you have to see. What happens to the usual matbeah bracha? Sherekid shamasav kivono, ala shchita. Right? Ala mila, la'ad l'kner. It should have been, the kaddish is a yisha.
The only fact we have is that we know it's not a we know there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. I mean, like a regular. Not much to go on.
Yeah, okay.
Can we answer with what you laid out in Avraham ben Rambam?
Okay, but just be aware of one thing.
Okay.
Remember, according to the Rambam, right after the Kiddush is over, it will be a bracha levatala. With that warning, say anything you want now.
Right. So, I mean, the bracha is apparently on the Maisa Kiddushin.
Yeah, if you're going to start doing these state kind of svaras, then the Rambam doesn't make any sense. Right.
No, but that could be for a different reason. Couldn't the reason why he holds...
I'm just warning you.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that could be because he doesn't hold... He has a different idea of over las yasa.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so no, I just want to say it very simply that, like you were saying, that you would be inappropriate to say l'kayisha seyisha because this is a different type of mitzvah. The Maisa Kiddushin is not normally like by lulav, right? So it's all metzila siddun, all metzila salulav, because the Maisa Netila is the kiyum,
okay.
The Maisa per se. But here, it's a different type of mitzvah. The mitzvah is the process. So you can't say l'kayisha. So you have to. So the, according to the Rambam, the bracha is perfect because the bracha is Shir Kishon Vizotzi V'Tivanu, and then it references that process. It's like Shara called Birkas a mitzvah. The, just the thing is that the mitzvah here is a process. So you reference the process in the matbea.
So why can't you do it after?
What?
So why can't you make the bracha after?
Oh, so I'm saying that could be for a step reason. That could be because of the way he learns over Las Yasin differently than the rabbi.
But you said Birkas Tefillin while you're involved in Tefillin.
Yeah, how does he learn?
So how is this a different type of involvement?
No, well, that's not, you're saying that's not the nature of the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah, no?
Tefillin is not
analogous,
really.
You're still involved in the mitzvah.
Well, the first thing you have to say is the bracha is on the mitzvah of kiddushin and not on the process of kiddushin and nisuin.
Right, yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. Right, John,
that's
I don't
how
see
you have to start.
I don't see how you get out of the problem. I just simply say that's how he learns over the yasa, because... I don't see it, but you're telling me the bracha is not only on the Kiddushin, so I don't see it. How could you possibly have a problem with Ovelos Yosa? And I have another question.
You could say that the bracha is on the Kiddushin, but it's referencing the Kiddushin as the first, as part of a process. It's not, the bracha is not in the process. The bracha is always related to a maisa.
Now isn't that funny? Now why should it reference it that way? That is a little funny.
Because it exists as part of a process. To say the other way would imply that it has its own existence per se.
Okay.
The Torah just wants us to be a kone and isha? No, it has to result in nisuin.
Okay.
All
right. Let me ask you a question. How come it doesn't say, well, what about what he calls? Why does it say you have a tzivon al arayos? Why do you have to mention the fact that Arias here? Well, why is it mentioning that? What about that question? What about that, Ralph? You don't say Asher Asolano Eva Menachai, Nizilano says Shachot.
I mean, that could be the reason why he puts it like you said, the reason why he puts it in Paragala, because he's telling you who's subject to this. But you're right, why should it go in the bracha?
Yeah, you need a definition for that, too. And I think...
Well, I mean, given that the mitzvah doesn't have a kiyum of... Given that the mitzvah doesn't have a kiyum of its own, right? I mean, is it impossible to say that you would have basically the matbeah of the bracha is a birkas shevach, just like the Ravid and the Ritva are saying, except that that doesn't preclude it necessarily from being a birkas hamitzvah if it is related to a specific action.
Are you saying it's a bigger mitzvah and a bigger shiva? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm saying those two concepts are not necessarily mutually exclusive.
You are saying that.
This idea of a birkas mitzvah is simply that it's attached to an action. But you can't have, you're not going to say lekadish shasa isha when there's no tzivui, when there's no kiyum. It's not like a normal tzivui.
Although I could argue it's all this nice little Torah over here, but why don't I say, look, a kiddushin is a maisa that produces a very specific chal hashem, and that's it. Make a bracha. Yeah, I could argue with that, you know. It's very nice what the Ravid says. It's not the Ravid, the Rambam. It's true. But what about the fact that, let's face it, kiddushin creates the chal hashem eishes ish? It's definitely a bona fide maisa in the halachic system. And that's it. Yeah, you know, and I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, you could argue, why couldn't it take on a bracha? But it still doesn't explain, even if you say what you're saying, it still doesn't explain that whole bracha the way it's written. You know, the Tzivonu al Araya is very strange.
And also the fact that the Masada Kedusha makes it.
Yeah, all right. I don't know if I'm going to make a bigger point about that, but okay.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't. It's not.
The Rambam doesn't say that it's not a kedusha.
That's true.
It's not really a troubling. It's not really a troubling nusach when you view it from the perspective of Birkas Shevach. It's Torah, the kedusha is Yisrael. And
oh, I 1,000% agree with you. Yeah, it's the Birkas Shevach.
Yeah,
but it's not.
No, but I'm saying.
It seems like there's something else that's odd in the bracha. That I don't know if we mentioned it. There's something else that's odd. That if it's really just like a regular birchas and mitzvah according to the Rambam, so why at the end do you say Bruchat Hashem Kaddish Yisrael?
Well, that's the point. I think that that the kiyum of kedushin and the maisa kedushin is a kiyum of kedushas Yisrael. That could be what he holds. And therefore, you're making the bracha, the bracha for the Maisa Kedushin is Mekadesh Yisrael. That's precisely what it is.
Yeah, but so... But
is that a halachic kiyum?
What about the fact that it's a bona fide halachic Maisa?
It's both. It's halachic and philosophical.
Okay. There's a halachic kiyum in Kedushas Yisrael?
What? Yes.
I think there's one thing is missing here. I don't know. If you guys want to... What do you want to say other thing? Go ahead. I think there's a piece missing. I think you guys are missing one piece here. I think you have to start with one question. The most basic question. Let's define what is the function of bracha by any mitzvah. Because, let's face it, when the Torah was given, there was no birkas of mitzvah. Because what were the Chum seeking to accomplish that? At least get a, you know, basic halachic idea of it.
I mean, it's probably to identify the action that you're doing as a maisa mitzvah, as a halachic action.
Well, what do you mean? A guy is about to pick up a lulav. What does he think he's doing?
In some way it's a matir.
I know.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying what they said was that you can't just be involved in mitzvos without.
Yeah, without bracha. Without what? There you go. That's the question. I don't think it's enough here to say it's just a mati. I like to know. I'll say that. I don't mind saying mati. You want to learn that? Fine. Yeah. But what is that?
Well, I mean, it's ultimately shevach.
And
it's a statement that that God's will is the cause of this action.
I think it's more than that. I think you're right. Of course, I wouldn't deny that. But it's more. I'll tell you what it is. The answer is what it's telling you is that the nature of bracha is one thing. It's asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav. That it's telling you that before you engage in a mitzvah, the person has to have the recognition that there's a kedushas hagavra, there's a real perfection that emerges from this performance. That's what it's doing. And of course it's tracing it back to God, I mean, of course. But that's what it's adding. It's asher kidishono b'mitzvosav v'tzivano. That there's a kedusha, that there's a real change and perfection in the person, in the soul of the person. That's the idea of a bracha. That's what's adding. That's the dimension that might not be there if a person just did mechanical mitzvahs. But this way it highlights that idea. The mitzvahs are really a perfection. It's a kedushas hagavra. And kedushas am Yisrael, of course. Okay? Okay, no argument on that point.
Okay.
All right, good. All right, now I say like this. The next step, I'll say what we want to say. We want to say that over here, the bracha can't be formulated that way. For one reason. It would be insufficient. Why?
Oh, because the kedusha encompasses much more than this.
Well, that's true, but something more basic first. And that is because the institution of marriage does exist in the world. It does exist, Kodesh Matan Torah. So just to say, Asher Kishrozo Tivono, whatever, Lakadesh, Linsoes Aisha, would in no way reflect Kedusha Yisrael at all. It wouldn't be a real reflection of Kedusha. Because natural law, natural biology, sociology has created the institution of marriage.
Right.
You see? So now the bracha, here the Nusach HaBracha, has to really show you, I mean, you guys are right. I mean, and that's why the Hasim is Mekadosh Yisrael, is to show you that the Kedusha of Yisrael really comes about in a very essential way because of the whole system of Arias and Ishas. That's what it's showing you. That there's something very unique here. There's a whole system of Arias, and there's an Arusa, and there's Nisuin, and the result is Kedushas Yisrael. That really in the, of course in the sexual sphere, in the sexual arena, that's the area that's going to play a fundamental role in the emergence of the Kedushas Hagavra. You see? So it had to be spelled out, or else it really wouldn't reflect the objective, it wouldn't really meet up with the real objective of a bracha, which is namely to show that the bracha really, that the mitzvah is really about the Kedushas Hagavra, and specifically, of course, Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why it says, that's why here the Chassim is Baruch HaTashem Mekadosh Yisrael. Because this is the fundamental, this is the foundation of the whole idea of the perfection and the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. It's through the system of sexuality, and really, I won't give you the whole rabbinics here,
Hey, Rabbi Bob, why doesn't he put Hilchos Ishus in Sefer Kedusha?
What yeshiva you got to?
Is it not good in Sefer Nashim?
What's that? I have to think of a question.
No, I mean, it's the essence of the why you... No,
that's where Isurei Bia is.
But I understand the whole bracha is on all of the stuff that's in Sefer Kedusha as well.
Yeah, right. It's true.
What's your problem?
As a matter of fact, I don't know. You can think about it a little better, but I mean, there's no doubt, like, for instance, the Rambam in Perek Aleph. If you take a look at Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, so the Rambam spells out all the Arias there. In Ishus. In Hilchos Ishus. Now, of course, he's doing that because he wants to show you. I'll tell you why. I'll take it back. Let me not tell you why yet. But that's because the Ishus is going to be determined by the Arias. That is, if you want to create a positive state of Ishus, so it's going to emerge from those women that become not subject to the Isuri Arias. It's intimately connected to Arias. Ishus, of course, is where the person can have the intimate relationship and not violate Arias. And it's regulated. Everything's regulated about it. I mean, you see that. It's an amazing thing. Even after Kedushin, there's still an of Arusa that you still can't live with her yet, right? Isha below Bracha Kenida. It's a system. It's a system. I'm not answering your question. I mean, exactly why you'd like to throw Isha in there too? Then you have a problem. I don't know. It's not so simple. I got to think about it a little bit more.
Rabbi?
But I just want to explain one thing. That for the Rambam has no problem understanding as a Birkas HaMitzvah for one reason. Birkas HaMitzvah has a certain definition, a certain objective. And just the normal, simply formulated Birkas HaMitzvah would not meet that objective in this scenario. That's what I would, that's what we want to say. That's what the rest of the Rambam would all. We should go further in the Rifa. You go ahead, Yaakov. Yeah.
Why wouldn't the Kaddish Isha be enough? That's still different than before Matan Torah.
No. I know what you mean, yeah, but it's too subtle. Way too subtle. Because let's face it, I mean, it's from the perspective of the whole purpose of the bracha is to bring about a certain hakara. And people do think that the Goyim have Kedushin. They do. What is Kedushin? What does Kedushin mean to the average guy? Marriage. You know what I mean? They're not thinking of what? And what? And Kedushin, what does Kedushin mean? Asala kul yalma ke'egdish? They believe that too, my Goyim too. The wife of a guy is also asala kul yalma. You know what I mean? It would be too subtle. I mean, you can't make a bracha just for a lamdan. That's it. It has to be very clear that the whole institution of Isha is qualitatively different. It emerges from the whole system of Arayos. You know, it has its own procedures. It's a very different thing. Nowhere else in the world do you have Arusas and the Suos, and it's a whole system that all has to do, as it's, all based on its as its foundation. You know, Kedushas Agavri and Kedushas Yisrael. Which is the purpose of every bracha to show that. That's what we want to say.
Gabal, also one other question.
Okay.
Just, in the Koteres, the Gemara says, Lisha Isa Isha B'Ksuba B'Kedushin. What happened to Ksuba in the bracha? Like, why isn't that there?
It's not Lisha. You don't want to be
Lisa, sorry.
All right. That's after you married.
Yeah.
Okay.
why isn't Ksuba mentioned in the bracha?
Yeah, we asked that question the first week.
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah, we asked. We didn't answer it, so we'll do the same thing again. Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah, we asked the question, because the Rambam says, openly, Ksuba is the Rabbanim. Eric, you remember?
Yeah, that I know. We asked on the Koteres, but I'm wondering, in the Bracha, if he holds this the entire system, why is Ksuba missing? From the standpoint of the Bracha, now that we're seeing the Bracha is on the whole system.
So what's your problem now?
So why doesn't it mention Ksuba in the Bracha? If the bracha is specifying each element...
No, because that's part of the suos.
That's part of the suos. So yeah. That's part of chupa?
What's that?
That's part of chupa? Where is it? Hivi banu it's in the suos, al yidei chupa v'kidushin. So is that chupa?
A good question.
Yeah, I understand. Is there a kidusha of kesubu? Like, why does it have to be in the bracha?
If you don't have kesubu, you know.
Well, he did. Yeah. Well, he's starting with a premise from the kesaret. I don't know. We have to see why it's in the Koteres.
Are you explaining why the Rambam goes back and says again, Prophet Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael? A second time?
No, I wasn't trying to explain why there's a Chasima. I was just trying to explain why you have such a unusual... The Chasima is not about the mitzvah, it sounds like.
Right.
That's what I'm explaining.
Okay.
I'm not saying why it's a Chasima. That's a different problem. Bracha Arucha, Bracha Tzvah. I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying, why is that? It makes sense why that's the Bracha. Because that's exactly correct. The institution of Isha, Sarayas, that whole area, that is Kedusha Yisrael. That's exactly what Kedusha Yisrael is dependent on.
Right, well, did you see the tshuva, the Rambam, where they ask him what the Nusach of the Bracha is?
Yeah, if it doesn't help you.
But the thing that he says at the end, why he can't say Vitzivanu Alha Arayos?
Where did he say that?
He said there are those who say Vitzivanu Alha Arayos, but it wouldn't be good. You'd have to say more. V'tzivanu al harchakas harayos, or v'tzivanu lahafrishmin harayos. He says that at the end of the tshuva. Is he getting at that idea? Or is that like
oh, I don't know. I have to look at it again. I was a little disappointed with the tshuva because he spent all tshuva on the problem of Mila.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to really explain the bracha, you know? Like why it's formulated that way. Yes, I didn't really look at it that carefully when I at the end. I got a little disappointed, to be honest. I should get a spoiler. I guess it's not his job to keep to make me happy. But that's what I thought. I read the title of Big Tshuva. It sounded like an explanation of both brachas. Right. I got excited there for a second.
So are you going to explain why the other Rishonim don't like... this is a pretty good answer.
Absolutely not. That's not my style. Okay? I just count most top of meters and I don't try to explain to everybody. I'm happy you get one nice idea. Okay, move on.
And they try to explain all she does.
I don't know what your Rebbe did. I used to watch my Rebbe. I noticed they had a style like that. Okay, let's go further in the ritual.
Just one other thing.
Yeah.
Just earlier in the Gaivid, there was a short question I wanted to ask you, which I forgot because we went to the Ritva. What does he mean with the Birkas Av in the Hachnosos Bubrito Shel Avraham Avinu?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything? Like, what does that have to do with Kiddushin at all?
Oh, because that's another bracha that's made afterwards. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look over there. What does the Raivit hold? Does he hold that to Birkas Shemach? Yeah.
So maybe he's getting at the idea we said in the Ritva that this is Birkas Shemach. I mean,
that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what tilted the Ritva over to that side. I don't know. I didn't look at it. I really didn't. I hear you. I mean, you know, the Rush doesn't mention it, you know, and, you know, I really just defined it really originally based on the Rush. But it's a good point you're making. You should really take a look at the nature of that bracha. It might be helpful in understanding the Raivit completely. Yeah. I don't know. I'll tell you a funny thing, by the way. I saw another, I think it was the Shita Mikobetz, I forgot where, but they quoted, oh yeah, they have the actual quote from Rabbeinu Yonah HaChassid. I'll tell you the truth, it doesn't sound like the Ritva's idea to me. I read it to Danny yesterday. I said, what do you think he's saying? It's a Birkas HaMitzvah Shevach. He said, no, definitely Mitzvah. And I said, yeah, that's what I thought. But the Ritva certainly didn't, you know, that's not his Besorah. I mean, that's how he heard it, I guess. It's interesting. But the one thing I like about the Ritva thing is that he follows our lines in the question perfectly. Namely, that if it's really a problem, bracha matala, then you shouldn't have a bracha. I mean, that was perfect. And I mean, that's very good. You know, it's not like, you know, you need a bracha, chas v'shalom, though, you know? No, there's no bracha, forget it. The only thing you have left is maybe it's a birkas v'shalom. I will get to that. Let's get to that point. I just want to say an interesting thing there. I just wanted to show you that idea. That's okay, that's the next thing here. One second. Where are we? Ela al kocha. Bracha zu eina ela kein kiddush.
We're back in the Ritva?
Yeah. That's okay. Got it?
Yep.
Ella, al korach brachazu ain ella kain kiddush. Al masha kiddishanu akarish baruchu, yosem mishara umos, the inyan tiria rivia. Lusigachana misajer alov, shetivono al arayos, shain kiddushin tosin bahen. Afila haruso, shakiddushin tosin bahen. Asalado Acha Dikanas Fachupa, Umebesha Brachahi Kain Kedusha, Kitapirashti Lael, Basigach Nogu Yisrael Omer Alakos. That's pretty amazing, huh? Bafopish Ainz Ma'akev, Ukumosha Kosma Rambanza. Okay, so why is it Alakos? This is a type similar to Kiddush. Interesting.
The old version said the Rambam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's
yeah. The note says it's the Rambam also.
That it should be Rambam.
And before, a few lines before, that he the way he said it, Eina Ella Kain Kiddush. Here it says Ella Eino Ella Beinyan Kedusha. It's actually a lot Makes more sense.
I'll tell you the funny thing is, you know, so you bring your rye for the Rambam, all the birkas on mitzvah. Okay, but it's still Kain Kiddush. Okay.
It's just saying it's not ma'akev.
Yeah, I guess so. Although before he says El Kain Kiddush, he says that is from the Ramban. All right, whatever. Yeah, you can, you know, spend your whole life to work out these gears. All right. He says, Ma'ata dinhu la'omro achara kedushin. Shekein kol bracha shel kedusha mevarchan osa achar shechala ha'kedusha. V'chein ha'din nosein. Ela shebiktas mekomos nagu levarach osa kodem ha'kedushin. V'yesh loseis tam ledevrayav. Right? So he has like this. Logically, it should really be what that you make the bracha afterwards, because it's not a birkas hamitzvah. It's a shevach ladah. Right? Then he says, but there was a minig to make it before, and he says, because they used the Birkas HaShevach as a replacement for Birkas HaMitzvah. Alright, he's not changing, he's not saying, according to them, oh, it must be a Birkas HaMitzvah, like we would probably jump and say. He says, no, they also have the Birkas HaShevach. And Imavala minig with Avazet, I guess it has the... It's not a minig shtos, it has a certain reason to it. He says, and that's it. Right? And then he says, we call makam yesh lishol tam lama eim avarchin birkas hamitzvos ala kedushin. Now, what's his question here now? I mean, he's saying, if I understand him correctly, he's asking like this. No doubt about it that birkas erison is a birkas shevach. That's 100% correct. But now, why don't you make a Birkas HaMitzvah? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's his turn over here. There's no doubt, you can't doubt it, that Eris, Birkas Erison is Shevach Lodah.
Yeah, he's...
Don't even try. But now you have one question left. So now you make this bracha after Kedushin, but where was the bracha for Kedushin? Right? So he says... V'aramban nasim tam ledavar. She'ein evorchen al mitzvah, she'ein asiyasa gemar malachta. V'zu ein enigmeris ala b'chupa. V'afila kidesh v'shaz ha'chupa, ein bedin shiyu maskinin bracha lezu v'lo lezu. D'lechzi mili d'rabbanan k'chucha. Okay? So what's he saying? So basically he's saying that why don't you make a Birkas HaMitzvah? Because this Maisa is not the conclusion. You only make a Birkas HaMitzvah, he's saying, only where the Mitzvah, the Maisa and the Kiyam emerge together. We have the full Kiyam from the Maisa. But over here, the Maisa is left dangling until you get to the Ishus, the real Chuppah. Okay? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's the Ramban's reason. So it's not like people say, because Kedushin's not a Maisa Mitzvah. You know, people say that. People do say that. But it comes out not true. That's not what certainly not what the Ramban is saying. It is a Maisa Mitzvah. The only thing is, the Maisa Mitzvah, the full Kiyam doesn't emerge. And for some reason, they don't Masakin a Bracha for such a Maisa like that. Yeah. And now you get into the old problem of, like, how to start defining these, all these exceptions to when you make a Bracha cases.
Didn't you say that rush that the Ravid held you could make the bracha b'shas nisuin?
No, somebody did. Yeah.
Yo, wasn't that for that's the biggest erusin, not the biggest mitzvah.
Yeah. All right, leave that one alone for a minute. Let's just stick to the Ritva. All right, so the next few lines we can skip, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah we just did. Okay? All right, now he says like this. Uvirshalmi mashma, shitzarech lefarech ala kedushin, kibirkas ha-mitzvos kodem ha-kedushin. Darmina hasu v'perek ha-roa, kol ha-mitzvos kulam ha-farech ha-leya v'shas ha-siyasan, chutz min ha-tekiyah. V'yishalim ha-chutz mi-kedushin v'be'ila. Alma, kedushin v'kesef v'shtar, hayu mevorchin birkas ha-mitzvos kodem ha-kedushin.
Can you repeat that? I lost that.
Yeah, now the Ritva is saying that you should make a bracha. Oh, I see what's going on now. I didn't stop before. Right. In other words, the Ritva here, I didn't understand this before. The Ritva is no longer arguing about the nature of the Birkas Erisin. He's totally in the mode that Birkas Erisin is what it is. But what about the Birkas HaMitzvah? So his first argument is, I see how it goes now. The Ramban is that you don't make a bracha on a Maisa that doesn't produce the Kiyam yet. Right? That's reason number one. Rabbeinu Yonah holds the reason is because you have a problem with bracha levatala. That's why there's no birkas hamitzvah. Okay? Well, one second. What? I'm coming a little short. Hold back. Okay. So maybe it's not there. I don't know if that's the Raivin now anymore. It's saying that Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, you know why there's no birkas hamitzvah by Kedushin? Because you have a problem with bracha levatala. So that's it. It's gone. There's no birkas hamitzvah. Okay? Alright. Then you have the Yerushalmi that says it implies that you should make a Birkas HaMitzvah before Kedushin. Now, I don't know if the Ritva means, I don't know if he means Birkas Erisin. He just means a Birkas HaMitzvah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. And then he says, we'll see, Masha Pasha Ramini Yisrael. Nira Shekiblo She'enzu She'enzu Shita Fatalmud Bavli Shalano. Velo Hiskia Shum Gom Bracha Zu B'Shum Makam. You see, we don't have such a bracha like that. Umin Hagen Shle Yisrael Torah. That's it. So you don't have a Birkas HaMitzvah for Kedushin. Well, Vitosis Kasim B'Shem Rabbi Chiel Meparis She'yaminig Levarech Al Pi Yerushalmi. B'Kevin Lo Chazina B'Gemara Dilan Le'edji the Polit Baha. Ki Harbe Brachos I don't know again the Lomar Shaim Batalmud. She cried off the lot of Kwa Lavarech Allah Mitzvah. Alright, every bracha doesn't have to be in the Gemara. Faminig Minig Tosaya. Lafisha Svurim, the Kiddushe Isha Rishut. The Chiyikach Ish Isha Rishut. The Eokain Allah Mitzvah. Kemoshiesh Mitzvah, the Piri Arivia. Okay?
But can you say that again? Well, what did you just say?
It sounds to me saying that you should definitely, Rabbi Yechiel, the first thing you definitely should make a bracha. Okay? And anyone who did it made a mistake because they thought that it's not a mitzvah. Umash Amr v'perek ha-tcheles, she'im v'vorech en ala mitzvah, she'in ha-siyos ha-gmar malachta, niravadei de lo kashalei de Rabbeinu Zal. De'eno ela ki go'en ha-siyos sukkav, ha-siyos tzitzis, Shein ha'asiyah osa klum v'ikar ha'mitzvah ad shi yilbash talitzo v'yeshev v'tzukasa v'chad aval ha'kidushin atzman osin maisa gomor la'atira lo ayyadei chupa ula osra l'chola olo u mitzvah ba'apei nafshahi v'lama lo nevarech alei ela sheminig machriya v'amir v'yashalmi kalacha shi rofefes v'yodcha Puchazi Eich Amadavar, V'Nohol Kivaton. So that's why it turns out you don't make a bracha. But there's good icing now. I didn't understand it before. But that's what he's saying. Really, there's a good logical argument then look, it should get a birkas hamitzvah. Why not? It's definitely a maisa mitzvah. It produces a real chaloshein. It really is a maisa with real effects. And that's it. But the minig is machriya. Okay? We don't see such a birkas hamitzvah. All we see is birkas erizot. Okay? That's what he said. And then I had a funny thing happen. A guy came up with a levy. Hey, I don't know. He's still levy learning with me. I don't know what happened there. But some guy walked over to him in shul and said to him, let me ask you a question. How could Avraham send Eliezer to be Mekadesh Yitzchak? There's no shlichus for a guy.
He wasn't, but...
You know? So, I think Levy said to him something like, no. He says, where did you get the idea? He did Kedushin. He just found the girl, brought her home. You know? So look at the next lines in the ritual. Tatsu v'tosas, the birkas erisin, isa filikish a Kedushin al yidei shliach. Usmach l'davar, the mesechas kala, ovid asmachta l'birkas erisin, midichsiv, by a varchus rifka, Yisrael Loya El Eliezer.
Isn't that pshat of that pasuk talking about Lavan and
his mother? I'm telling you, Maseches Kala there.
Plural.
Wow. I know. I told him. I said that's funny. I said I just have to be doing a riff like that.
It's machtavol.
Yisrael Loyait ve'ein lechalik v'zemitshay kishaya osa shliach v'kishay osa shliach. Okay. That's it. All right, Lena, come on. I'm happy I did this to you guys. Because I had the pshat wrong before. When we did the pshat originally, we didn't have it right. That's what he's saying. He holds Birkas Harrison is definitely Birkas Shemach Loda. And then the last question in his mind is, but why don't you have a Birkas HaMitzvah? And really, Rabbi Chiel in Paris gave a very strong argument that you should. But you have a Minig Yisrael. That's it. Of course, the Ram would tell you that the Minig Yisrael is that you make a Birkas HaMitzvah. But the only thing is, it's the Birkas Erisin, so that's it. And it's interesting, according to the Ritva, he doesn't mind if you made this Birkas Hodah even before. That's interesting. He wouldn't stop that. Even though I'd imagine with most Birkas Hodah, that would be a serious problem. It's interesting, like, it's like a funny kind of formulation. It's like there was no Birkas HaMitzvah, so they put this as a replacement.
And yet he holds it's for short run.
What? What did you say, Mesh?
No, never mind.
That's what I was trying to say before.
The replacement in the wrong place.
How could a minhag say that you should? I mean, if it's appropriate to say Birkas HaMitzvah, how could a minhag tell you not to?
Well, I guess it means that. I guess it means that there must have been other Chachmei HaMesorah who held that you can't make a bracha.
Like the Ramban and the Binyana.
Right, exactly. So I guess it means that even though you're standing as a posek later on, but if you look around and nobody in Klal Yisrael is making such a bracha like that, it can't just be accidental. That's it. You have to realize it's a proper halachic position, and that's it. You're not going to do anything about it. That's what he's saying, I guess.
Right. But it's not the minhag itself that, you know.
No.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
It means the niyog, a certain niyog of Klal Yisrael, you can't dismiss.
Okay.
Not possible.
So when he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah at the very end there, when he says... where he says, "Mipnei zenogu gam kein brov makom al shalom avarich birkas erusin ala achar kiddushin vein tam zenachon." Right. So
where was that?
At the end of where he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
He means there. So he means they thought. What is he trying to say there? That they thought it was a birkas hamitzvah. What is that line? What is he talking about there?
What do you mean?
He's saying
that's an elite.
Definitely, they weren't misakin birkas hamitzvah, right? And that's why the minig is that you don't make the birkas ha'erusin until after kedushin, because they're saying exactly right. That there is no, there can't be a birkas hamitzvah here. Like we explained before. If your problem is bracha levatala, then it can't be a birkas hamitzvah. So therefore, it's going to have to be that the erusin, you have to make the birkas erusin afterwards. It's a shevach hodah.
Ah.
If he holds it, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. That if you, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're making the bracha before the erusin, it must mean you hold the birkas hamitzvah.
Right.
But that doesn't make sense because you have a problem with bracha matala. They wouldn't be misaking a bracha in this case. So therefore it must be afterwards. I guess it's like the right. That's like the right. I mean, you've got to accept if you accept that's the interpretation. It's not a birkas hamitzvah. That's going to be the question. Well, that's good. All right, you know what we should do? We have to look at that Reb Chaim. Just the beginning.
Are we finishing the Rashi or do we finish that?
What about that question of making the bracha b'shas nisuin?
Oh, that question. I don't know. I feel like I'm tired.
Because also the Rashi brings in the whole Pekuah Vuh case. That's the mitzvah, but...
That's still interesting, yeah. Maybe we'll try to clarify that point. How about that point? Let's do that. As best we can, let's see.
And also, we didn't do, I don't know if we were planning on it, but the va'od.
What va'od?
After the ra'ivet, he says another reason.
The third position, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean the text.
That is because of the text, right. We didn't deal with that.
That's a hard one, right. That's a hard one. Why, yeah, because it's what it's called. It's begging the question. But the question is, why is it the text that way? And that's a funny one. He says, the bracha, right, the rule of Ovel HaSiyot only applies to a bracha that mentions the Maisa Mitzvah in the bracha. Okay, very nice. I mean, but how does it work? And what do I care with the first of all, what do I care with the text says? If the rule is the bracha of the mitzvah comes before, then it should come before. And it's the idea of a relationship, so what do I care what the words in the bracha are? And furthermore, why are the words that way? It looks funny. It's a funny position. It's funny, the ritual, right? The ritual didn't close that position at all. Another one. So think about that a little bit. Let's take a look at Reb Chaim, do me a favor. Let's take a look at that, and I'll tell you that a sugya that we'll do really very thoroughly, it's in Kedushin. Start looking at it.
Going on Samach Hay?
Samach Hay.
That was for the Reb Chaim.
That was for the Reb Chaim.
That's very difficult, that Gemara.
Yeah.
Very hard.
We didn't know what...
Oh, you looked at it.
Our heads were spinning.
Yeah, there's a couple of Rashis that kill you. You want to die from those Rashis. Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
We didn't even get to the Rashis.
All right. So you want to look at that a little bit? Okay. All right, so I'll hold off on... I was going to say, what I wanted to start with Sechus Kedushin, but start... the most amazing thing I found is when... The machlok is Beis Hillel Shammai in the Mishnah about Pruta Diner. Yeah. You know, it always looks like this very simplistic thing. It's a Gemara in Yud Aleph. A short Gemara, by the way. Very short and very, you don't have to go too far. Nice short Gemara with one real big, one Tosfos there. It's very obvious which Tosfos. Alright, let's do that. So we'll do Samach, we got to take a look at Samach a little. The Reb Chaim, just the first beginning on Chalitza, and then we'll march on to Yud Aleph. And if anyone has anything to say about that third position, about a Siyas HaMitzvah, you know, with that one, then we'll come back.
Rav, did you want to mention something about that Rashi in Moed Katan that you said to remember, where he says when you're doing it
to it? I did not get a chance to look at Moed Katan. I did not get a chance to look at it. I want to look at it myself, I know. I used to get around to it.
No, I'm saying when we did the Rashi there, you said keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's when we, if we explore the question of what the mitzvah is by Peru or Vu.
Right.
That's where that Rashi comes in.
Okay.
So, well, we know that. All right, I've got plenty. Okay, but anyhow, so if you haven't done the Gemara Kedushin on Samach, what is it, hey?
Yeah.
Then make sure to take a look at that short Gemara on Samach Yom Aleph, then the end at on Samach Yom Beis, and the Reb Chaim. And if you want to go further, you can look at Yud Aleph. You guys have plenty to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, good. Yeah. All right, Shkach, guys. That was fun.
Yishkach.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.